It's now a tropical storm, but we're seeing as the day goes on why Ian is being called one of the most powerful hurricanes in Florida history. Millions have been left without power, while infrastructure and property damage has been pretty substantial. In a press conference this morning, Governor Ron DeSantis gave an update.
You're looking at a storm that's changed the character of a significant part of our state. And this is going to require not just emergency response now, in the days or weeks ahead. I mean, this is going to require years of effort to be able to rebuild and to come back.
Carrie Barber of NPR member station WGCU joins us now from Fort Myers, really hit hard yesterday there on the southwest coast. Carrie, would you say, I mean, I know it's still, you know, you got to get out there and see things, but has this changed the character of Fort Myers?
I think so. Hi, Robin. Yeah. It's nice to be here and be able to talk to your listeners. It's I was out driving around a little bit before, and it looks like the damage is tremendous. It's hard to say, and the rescue workers have not really had much time to get out there, so
yeah.
We don't know the scope of it yet, but the damage was tremendous.
Yeah. Did you feel the flooding? You know, how did it hit you?
I was here at the radio station, so luckily we were fine here. We had power, we had air conditioning and all that, but at my house, my husband did, we did get flooding at my house. His car maybe did due to some being submerged.
Yeah.
A lot of my neighbors, unfortunately, had flooding.
Well, we've been talking to so many of your terrific reporters there at GCU, and yesterday we heard from them some chilling warnings that, for instance, the surge could be such that it would be unsurvivable, a chilling word. So talk about the floodwaters, and have they receded?
They have receded by now. The storm surge apparently was about 10 feet, which was about three times the surge from Irma, which was our last terrible hurricane in 2017, which did a whole lot of damage. The storm surge this time was really significant, and obviously we are on the coast. We're on the Gulf of Mexico. Right. We're also surrounded or entrenched with a lot of rivers. So people are living near water, and a whole lot of people, I'm sure, lost homes and possibly life because of that surge.
Yeah, we've seen incredible pictures of roofs being ripped off with the wind and then cars just kind of floating along,
yes.
People being pulled out of cars and rescued. And you're right across from Fort Myers Beach, there is Sanibel Island, Pine Island. You know, did people evacuate? Some can't. You know, we know there are special needs shelters and people are picked up and brought to them, but some just can't. But what's the sense of did people get out?
I got the sense that a lot of people did not evacuate. As you said, it's difficult to evacuate.
Right.
It's expensive. It's hard if you have health problems and pets and loved ones, et cetera. I would say that it's Pine Island, as you mentioned, and Sanibel and Captiva. The bridge that goes to Sanibel and Captiva was destroyed and is washed out. So if people didn't evacuate from those islands, which a lot of people may know from vacation, they are not going to be going anywhere anytime soon. And the bridge also to Pine Island was knocked out. So the strength of that water, you just can't overstate it. It did a huge amount of damage.
Right. Well, and Carrie, we're hearing that the National Hurricane Center is saying that Ian may become a hurricane again later today, you know, pick up strength, which hurricanes can do. Do you think, I don't know if that's further inland, I'm assuming, but how long do you think it's going to be for people to recover? And are there roofs? Is there any way to protect from any storm that comes?
Well, the last I heard, it's offshore of Florida and heading to possibly South Carolina. So if it becomes a hurricane again, it will not be hitting us, I hope. But it's hard to say. And there are a lot, like you mentioned, there's a lot of kind of secondary. There were tornadoes all over Florida last night and the night before. And and the rain, of course, it was a very slow moving storm. So the rain was also part of the problem because it was coming down so heavy. As I said, I was driving around a little bit earlier, and there is so much standing water. It's feet deep.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And just briefly, rescue efforts. I mean, we were also hearing that people were being told, you can call, but we can't come to you yet. We don't want to endanger our rescuers. And so what's the sense?
They're starting to come now. Charlotte County, just north of us, their 911 phones are out, unfortunately, but there's something called the shelter-in-place system. Mm-hmm. If people are worried about somebody or if you are yourself are stuck, you can go to floridadisaster.org/report and just kind of fill in a form there, and they'll know to kind of come to you first. Mm-hmm. So that's a way to kind of get in line for help.
Great. Carrie Barber from NPR member station WGCU in Fort Myers. Please thank your colleagues there and stay safe.
Thank you, Robin.